The solar-powered gauge sends a message to the Indianapolis office of the U.S. Geological Survey via satellite. In the case of a significant rise in water, the USGS office could alert Bartholomew County officials approximately 4 to 6 hours before a major flood. The county already has two gauges, one on Clifty Creek and the other on the White River's East Fork, south of Columbus. Placing a new one a couple miles south of the town of Hope, near the junction of Hall Creek and its tributary Little Hall Creek, would give the county a head start on evacuation. County Commissioner Carl Linup says the move would be especially beneficial in the case of a late-night flood.
If it would have happened during the night, we're confident that we would have had much, much higher loss of life. People would have driven into deep water before they'd ever known that they were in such a pickle.
Bartholomew County Emergency Management Director Dennis Motes says leaders would need to be notified before water gets into neighborhoods.
The big thing is to really try to protect the people. We really need time, you know, to work with the citizens to try to get them out of there.
Linup says homeowners and businesses which suffered financial loss from last year's historic flooding would have had time to prepare had there been a gauge in place.
If the hospital and Cummins Engine Company would have had 4 hours notice, it would give businesses the opportunity to perhaps move hundreds of thousands of dollars of inventory in a short period of time.
The county had a gauge in the 1980s, but it was removed due to budget cuts. Modern gauges cost $16,000 to $18,000 a year to maintain. Linup says the federal government will cover 40 to 50% of the cost of installing the new gauge. The rest will be shared by the city, county, and state governments, as well as Bartholomew County Hospital. For WFIU News, I'm Emily Loftus.